Hi, this is Aislinn Antrim from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Study Break, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students. This month, I spoke with Min Duong, a co-creator and co-preceptor of an API course at the Xavier University of Louisiana College of Pharmacy, called the Pharmacy Distribution Leadership Rotation. Created with AmerisourceBergen, the program aims to teach students about the complex supply chain that pharmacists work within. So Dr. Duong, can you introduce yourself?
I'm a pharmacist at heart. Have really had the fortune of having different roles, but I spent the last almost 20 years at Tampa General Hospital based out of Tampa, Florida, and then recently joined AmerisourceBergen about 3 years ago. And I work currently as the Vice President for Client Strategies and Services and Solutions on the Commercial Solutions Division at AmerisourceBergen.
AmerisourceBergen recently launched a course at the Xavier University of Louisiana College of Pharmacy, and it's intended to expose students to the connections between each pharmaceutical supply chain stakeholder. Why is this knowledge important for pharmacy students?
You know, to answer this question, I'll give maybe a little bit of framework. I have been a pharmacist for many years. I won't date myself, but having done a residency, spending over 20 years almost in a health system, and then recently joining AmerisourceBergen, I think that, you know, it was a realization that, wow, this is a really important part of our industry, that even myself, after almost 20 years in a health system and multiple roles in different organizations, have never been exposed to this. And I think the most impactful realization was having gone through COVID and seeing how critical and important this aspect of pharmacy is, and being able to get the medications to the site of care in order to be able to deliver patient care services. I'm a clinician by background, patient care first at heart. My training, my experience and such, you know, has always been to provide pharmaceutical care, but realizing going through COVID is you can't really provide that without the medications. And this upstream process is so critical to our ability to be able to provide those services. And yet we know very little about it. We're not exposed to it, including myself. I think I've had a rich background. And you know, before joining AmerisourceBergen, just really was not aware of how important this aspect is in the pharmacy world. And so that really was kind of one of the fuel, you know, that really led to the development of this course, to be able to expose students to understanding much higher upstream the processes that has to take place in order for us to be able to deliver care.
Can you explain more about who these stakeholders are and how they're connected?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think as students, we manage and review medications and, you know, ensuring that it gets to the patients. But I think that not really knowing where it comes from, you know, just one day it shows up in the pharmacy, and then that's where essentially they pick up the process, is that medication from the pharmacy and delivering it to the patients. But there's a whole upstream process and different stakeholders in this process. You know, it starts with the manufacturers. And I, you know, students are familiar with manufacturers more from a pharmaceutical company. You know, they've been exposed to medical liaisons, they're exposed to the sales representatives, they're exposed to really more of pharma, but not really understanding their role in this process of having the medications and working with the second stakeholder, which is really kind of in between the clients, being the health systems and the retail pharmacies, the end users per se. So, you know, upstream is the manufacturers, the wholesalers, AmerisourceBergen in between, working with the manufacturers and then being able to distribute those medications to the various clients or the site of care. So the third stakeholders are health systems, you know, retail pharmacies. These are practices that they're familiar with, to physician practice groups and physicians alike, really the end users of the medication. And then in between those three primary stakeholders, you've got others in play that we interact with. You've got payer groups as well that, you know, we are interacting with. You've got group purchasing organizations that is relatively new to students. I don't think they understand the concepts or ever have really been exposed to GPOs is what we call them. We work with governmental agencies as well to drive a lot of the policies and procedures relating to distribution practices. So, you know, there's three primary stakeholders, manufacturers, ourselves, wholesalers, and then the end users, the clients. But then you've got other stakeholders within the process that makes it really complicated, but also really interesting as well that students are exposed to.
A lot of courses in pharmacy school are focused on clinical knowledge, but this seems like more career-oriented knowledge about the landscape of the pharmaceutical market. Can you discuss the value of this type of knowledge for pharmacists?
Yeah, I would say that the business aspect of pharmacy, we weren't really exposed to much of that. And so it's been a process of learning and, you know, developing into this space. But I can tell you that it is essential for students who are interested, you know, not only being great clinicians, but you have to be physically responsible and understanding the business of healthcare. You know, I remember my previous CEO when I was presenting a clinical service to him and making a presentation to get support for resources to be able to develop a clinical program. He said to me, you know, no money, no mission. And that has always resonated with me. And it's not a good or a bad, it's just the reality of any business. And healthcare is no different, is you have to be able to be physically and financially responsible to be able to provide care. And I think that this rotation exposes students to that different element and aspect of pharmacy. There's clinical aspects of this rotation that they can see how we impact patient care, but it is a business as well, and being able to ensure, you know, financial and fiscal responsibility and being able to deliver that care to the patients. And the different services we provide, it has to be mutually beneficial for not just us as the vendor or the company, but it has to be also mutually beneficial from a financial perspective to the end users, the clients, the hospitals that they will be working with, the retail pharmacies that they will be working with, and any other client base. So it really gives them exposure to a different side that they would not otherwise really probably get exposure to much further down and much more mature in their career. So this really gives them that exposure up front. And if it's something that they gravitate to and they've enjoyed the experience, they know that this career path and that these opportunities are also available for them to continue to pursue and explore.
How does this complex system impact patient care? And what should pharmacists know about how to manage this system for their patients?
Yeah, you know, I think that when students are out and they're working, either in the hospital setting, which is my primary practice setting, or even in the retail community settings and such, that fiscal responsibility is really important. Understanding the business of it is really important. Understanding how to procure and how to actually purchase medications, evaluate the financial aspects of their contracts for procuring medications, where they procure it from. All of that, I think, is really essential for the students to understand, because they essentially may be in that role one day in a hospital where they are responsible for reviewing supplier contracts or ordering medications and understanding inventory control. Those are all of the things that they will have exposure to with this rotation to give them that aspect of learning.
How is this API structured for students who enroll?
We have the fortune of working and partner with Xavier College of Pharmacy, and each university is structured, you know, uniquely different. Xavier's APPE, which is their Advanced Pharmacy Practice Experience Rotation Programs, are structured as 6-week rotations. And so the students have 6 weeks with us, and every 6 weeks we'll get a new group of students that come through with us. And during that 6-week period, they're exposed to a lot of different aspects of our industry. You know, some of the things that they will get exposed to is understanding, one, what is the role of a wholesale distributor? Again, prior to becoming or joining AmerisourceBergen, I really didn't understand the role of wholesale distribution and what's the relationship, you know, between me and AmerisourceBergen and me being the health system and AmerisourceBergen. So first and foremost, they've got to understand that. That's a real core fundamental. But then they'll get exposure to see different aspects of our business and how we support our clients and our health systems partners and our retail partners and our physician partners. So they'll spend some time in our account services team. So they'll get a chance to be on this side of the fence, supporting the clients that we have, troubleshooting, questions with account setup, pricing, any issues that come up. So they'll get a chance to spend time there. And then they work also throughout, they're assigned different co-preceptors to give them exposure to the different roles that we have within AB. It's so diverse and it's so many. So they get paired up with probably 2 or 3 different people every single week to shadow them, to sit in on meetings, to really engage in conversations, to understand, you know, how do we engage and how do we work with our clients and our different stakeholders, you know, may not always be our clients. It could be the manufacturers as well. So they will spend some time in the various areas with, you know, our GPO group, for example. They'll spend some time even with marketing, you know, and how do you create a message that comes across appropriately to clients. So they'll get some marketing, they get finance exposure. They'll spend some time with our legal team. They'll spend some time on my team. And my role is really to work with pharmacy leaders and large health systems to help them to identify their opportunities and helping to develop that strategic growth for them. And so from this perspective, they get a chance to see a much larger picture on how we can help different health systems and pharmacy departments drive their strategy. And that's a really cool experience to be able to see that creative aspect of pharmacy. So it's delivering care, but it's just delivering it care in a very different way.
We've learned a lot in the last couple of years about the potential fragilities of the pharmaceutical supply chain. How could pharmacists' increased knowledge about the supply chain help manage issues caused by pandemics or natural disasters or other issues?
That's a great question because, you know, naturally, we never planned for a pandemic. We never thought in our lifetime we would have to experience that. But there's a whole host of natural disasters that as clinicians and as administrators, you have to plan for. You know, for example, my previous hospital, we're located on an island in Florida. So who would have thunk to put an island in Florida? So you can imagine what hurricane preparedness planning looks like every year. And then you got people up north who are dealing with snowstorms. So, you know, I think in planning for that, there's a whole host of process that you have to go through to ensure that you have backup for ordering, to having process in place to anticipate, if you can anticipate the natural disasters, to be able to order to ensuring that you have products in advance as well. But then you've got to manage the inventory. You've got to manage the expiration dates. You've got to have backup manufacturers, backup suppliers to procure from. Sometimes you have to beg, borrow, and steal. Well, not steal, but you have to beg and borrow from other health systems. You know, that occurs as well. And so those are all of the different ways in which hospitals have to understand different sources of where to get products when they absolutely have to have products. And that even happens today when we have drug shortages. You know, that's something that you can't plan for. And so, you know, one of the things that we teach our students throughout the program is the critical nature of being able, again, to procure and provide medications to provide care. And when you have a drug shortage problem across the nation, you've got to figure out ways to do that. And so we do have a drug shortage program that we have developed to mitigate some of the fragility of the supply chain process. And there are other opportunities and other pathways as well. But drug shortage seems to continue to be an issue but we certainly are, you know, one of the leaders, I think, in that space and creating some of the solutions to ensure that product accessibility is ensured for our patients and our clients.
It's time for a quick financial tip from Tim Ulbrich, founder of Your Financial Pharmacist. With summer approaching, many students are trying to afford a vacation or a trip, but that can be a challenge. So this month, we discussed tips for affording a summer vacation while still saving for the future.
Yeah, I think affording vacations, having fun, and doing so without regret or guilt, right, is really important. I often hear from, you know, pharmacy students, graduates, people finishing residencies, fellowships, taking, you know, big elaborate vacations, which certainly there's nothing wrong with that. And then having this underlying sense of like, yeesh, like, should I have done that in the midst of my student loan debt, in the midst of saving for a wedding, in the midst of, you know, trying to save up for a down payment on a home? My encouragement here would be obviously for those that are going to take those trips and want to make that a priority, of course, budgeting for them. You know, I think taking those trips with folks that are sharing similar goals or perhaps in a similar situation, and there might be some camaraderie there in terms of trying to do it on as much of a budget as you possibly can. The other encouragement I'd have here is I've come to really appreciate that some of the best things in life cost nothing or can be very inexpensive if we focus on the experience. And one of my favorite books out there is called Happy Money, where they talk about the science of money and really what makes us happy in relation to how we use and spend our money. And as we've all been probably told at one time or another, you know, it comes down to things like investing in experiences, and it comes down to things like giving and other gratitude practices that really derive some of the greatest memories and happiness that we have that are tied to those things. And so, again, is there an experience or is there an opportunity to reduce the budget, but perhaps have as equal or if not even a better trip than you had originally planned, and reimagine your thinking what might be a traditional type of vacation or trip?
Now back to the show. To learn more about students' experiences in the Abbey rotation at the Xavier University College of Pharmacy, I spoke with Rashad Haynes, a student at the university who has taken this unique rotation. So can you start by introducing yourself?
So absolutely. My name is Rashad Haynes. I'm a fourth year pharmacy student at Xavier University of Louisiana College of Pharmacy, born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. Very excited that I'm graduating, of course, in May.
What sorts of topics have you explored in the supply chain stakeholder Appy?
It was definitely a lot to take in. Being from, again, the pharmacy background where you're just kind of told to learn the drugs, what the drugs do, what it will do to the body and whatnot, mechanism of action type stuff. So getting to this rotation, it was more so heavy on the business side and the operation side of things. So I believe week one, it was basically a broad overview of the distribution, replenishment and stuff like that. I think between weeks two and three, we kind of spent time shadowing account services and kind of getting more insight on what account services does for not only community, but specialty pharmacies, and just the health system in general, as far as how they go about replenishing and drug shortages and whatnot. And then from, I think, weeks four through six, we kind of got exposed to just different strategies that the company goes about offering to these customers that they have, as well as solutions and stuff to not only be reactive, but proactive in, you know, making the supply chain a much smoother process for these healthcare systems.
How has the course either related to or even changed your career goals?
Absolutely. So actually, through this rotation, I was able to speak to a few people who kind of opened my mind back up to the idea that I want down the line of owning my own independent pharmacy that did compounding. The job that I had as an intern was a specialty pharmacy that specialized in compounding. So that was always a niche in the back of my mind. But going through Xavier, I began to think more so about hospital inpatient pharmacy roles. specifically like with the veteran affairs, and especially through this rotation, it kind of enhanced my thoughts of, you know, how these major healthcare systems get their hands on the drugs. And it has really truly opened my eyes to what Amerisource has to offer for the pharmacist role. Like I said before, we typically get, you know, into Xavier or any kind of pharmacy school, and they tell you you're either going hospital or retail, you're either doing clinical or you're doing retail. So having this experience with this rotation, it's really opened my eyes to the different impacts that a pharmacist can have on the holistic distribution of these medications, and just solutions to the healthcare system. As far as where I see myself now, I could totally see myself being involved in a role with AmerisourceBergen in the side of pharmacy or pharmacist impact on the healthcare system and distribution and solutions, because with the healthcare system, you see a lot of drug shortages and kind of like trying to figure things out on the fly. And I feel like, you know, the impact of a pharmacist's role and outlook on things to definitely better the system that we have going now. But it's still tied into hospital as well. So I would say that my outlook is either inpatient hospital or something along the drug supply and distribution side of things for sure.
Thanks for listening to Study Break, a pharmacy-focused series. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.